for joining us for this week's chapter of Not in the Textbooks podcast, where we sit and chat about the nitty-gritty never discussed in any of your textbooks. I'm Tanja.
And I'm Audra.
But before we dig into today's chapter, let's clear up some business.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. The views within are our own or are our guests' own. They do not reflect our profession, their profession, or any entity with whom we may have connections for employment now, in the past, or even in the future. If you need medical attention, advice, or care, please seek your own personal medical practitioner, not our podcast.
We hope you enjoy. Hello, Jordan.
Hello, Tanja.
Hey, do you have something awesome to tell me?
No, Tanja. I have something awesome about June 26th to 29th. I went to Camp Claphands in Norman, Oklahoma, United States.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Was it fun?
Yes, Tanja, because during Camp Claphands and during water games, there was a beach bounce house to jump on with a hose of water.
Ooh, was that fun?
Yes.
So did you get sunburned at all?
I was choosing to do something. In the J.D. McCarty Center, I was during my swim schedule, I didn't choose to jump in the water. I was choosing to do a cannonball and scuba diver slip.
Ooh, I love doing cannonballs.
No, I was doing the cannonball and scuba diver slip.
Now, what is that? What's scuba diver slip?
The cannonball slip is where you sit down on the floor and you make a splash in this pool, and also the scuba diver slip is to sit down and get in this water.
Yeah, ooh. That sounds fun.
Yes, Tanja, on Wednesday, I was choosing to go to the Moore Water Park called The Station.
Ooh, I've never been there. I didn't know Moore had that. All right, Xavier, you have to go to bed. Go to bed.
So, Tanja, there's Xavier and yes? Oliver in the distance.
You're right. They were right behind me. They're about to get in trouble for being up. They're supposed to be in bed asleep.
Yeah. So,
Or going to sleep.
Yeah. Tanja, Oliver's birthday is next week on Friday, the movie of Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Know.
Yeah, the movie. The movie of Thor, Love, and Thunder.
It comes out that same day?
Yes.
How awesome. How awesome.
Yes. Tanja, Xavier's birthday is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022.
You are correct. Yes. That is awesome that you remember. You know, Xavier's birthday, I mess it up every year. So thank you for reminding me and keeping me straight this year.
You're welcome, Tanja, but there's a cat in the distance.
Yep, that's Clyde.
Yes.
They're roaming around wondering what to think, what's going on, because there's boxes everywhere.
Yes, Tanja. So Bonnie and Clyde, their brother and sister, didn't know the distance of the boxes.
Yes, you can't see them. They're on the floor and out of the way, really, because the dining room table's behind me. And I can't keep boxes on the dining room table because then nobody has anywhere to eat. They have to hold their plates.
Yes, Tanja, I was seeing Clyde's eyes turn green.
Yep. The way the light reflects off of them.
Yes.
Well, I am so glad that you had such a wonderful week and a good time. I've been waiting to hear how it was.
Yeah, so I'm Tanja. I was doing a Crayola Crayon Colorero talent show.
You were?
Yes.
How did that go?
It was Tuesday.
This past Tuesday?
Yes.
And how did that go?
Yeah, good.
Good. What all did you do? Did you have a talent?
No, I didn't have... I had a talent to show that color wheel with pretty colors in them.
Oh, I love color wheels. I love color wheels. What an awesome job you did. Fantastic.
So, Tanja, I had two counselors in my experience to have to be with it. Female counselor Rachel and male counselor Matt.
Yeah, and how were they as counselors? Were they good counselors?
Yeah.
And you felt comfortable with them?
Yes, for the swimmer version, I was choosing to sing the thing of Ready, Steady, Get Wet.
Oh, yeah. Because you like swimming, right?
Sure. So I didn't choose to have stuff like that because I was choosing to have stuff. I was
other stuff.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. So Tanja,
yep.
For the last week of Camp Clap Hands thing here, there was a truck who serves coffee and snow cones.
Coffee in snow cones, like a coffee snow cone, a coffee flavored snow cone.
No, coffee and snow cones.
And snow cones, two different things. Okay, that's a weird combination, don't you think?
Yes, because
to serve hot and something hot and cold.
Yeah, because coffee is for the morning. But afternoon and also different types of stuff could be snow cones because I was choosing to use two flavors, pink cotton candy and lemon lime.
Ooh, and how did that mixture taste?
Well, that tastes different kind of goodness. Tastes really sweet.
Really? I bet it was. I bet it was. Well, I am glad that you got to do all of those things. That is awesome.
I was meeting my other friends such as Courtney, Morgan, Velashi, and JP.
Ooh, Velashi, that's a different name, isn't it?
Yes, JP's counselor.
Oh, wow. And I shouldn't say a different name. I should say that's an original name, huh? A unique name.
Yes.
Yeah. That is unique. I'm glad you got to meet all those people. And the cool thing is that you will remember each one of them. And you're probably going to remember the day you met them and what you were doing. Because you are so awesome with remembering things. You amaze me all the time.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, Tanja, the July 15th, 2022, the 15th of July movie is supposed to be Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to be good?
Yeah. Another Warner Animation Group movie is DC League of Super Pets. From the creator studio that delivered the Lego movie.
So is it animated?
Yes. DC League of Super Pets will encourage preschoolers to explore the sky to discover superheroes and living things from the creator studio that delivered the Lego movie and to share and care by supporting social and emotional skills.
That is awesome. Awesome.
Print date in the theater, July 29th, 2022.
Ooh, that's the day that my oldest daughter is coming to visit us. She's coming from Missouri.
Yes, Tanja, the nickname for Missouri is the Show Me State.
Is the Show Me State. Mm-hmm. A lot of people from Missouri will say, "You've got to show. I'm from Missouri. You've got to show me."
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I myself have even said that I've moved to Oklahoma from Missouri. So show me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it has been very awesome to be able to talk to you this evening.
Yeah, it has been.
We don't get this chance very often. So I'm very glad that when we finally got connected that you were on here and wanted to share all about your week with me. That makes me feel good. So thank you for that. That was another highlight of my day. I've had an awesome day.
Yeah, I did too, Tanja. But I just said it's pretty much the same dagnabbit thing. I had an awesome week of Camp Clap Hands.
You're right. You're right. Yes. So what is your mother doing? Is she mad? Is she hiding from me?
No, she's in the living room.
Oh. Is it my turn now? You just
yes,
wanted
Mom.
To.
Tanja's here. Tanja, I think my mom's going to have to talk to you what I did at Camp Clap Hands.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I think you covered it pretty well. Thanks, Jordan. I don't think I need to discuss a thing from there. I think you covered it. Hello.
Well, hell. Oh.
Now that Jordan's gotten his week out of the way, so tell me your good, bad, and ugly.
Well, my good, bad, and ugly is I did. We were able to do the final walkthrough on our home on Friday. And we didn't know that we were going to be able to because there were some issues in getting some of the repair requests figured out and getting that done. There is a law here in Oklahoma, something, and I'm not going to quote it exactly right, but something about, there has to be, the walkthrough has to be within a certain amount of days before closing. Or whatever. And with us closing on Tuesday the 5th at 9 a.m. and there being a holiday in there, that made it kind of scrunch time. But things worked out, and what wasn't fixed, we were able to get a credit for, which basically means it says on paper that the sellers had to pay us six whatever. And it's not like they're going to pay us. It's actually taken off of the amount that now you pay and take to closing. But anyway, it all worked out. And we did our final walkthrough. And I actually noticed something about the house that I hadn't noticed before. I happened to walk in. And right when I walked into the center of the house and I turned around, I don't even remember what for, I noticed that on the glass storm door, that glass has a pattern etched in it. Hmm. I never saw that before. When I looked at that door, I just saw plain glass. I never looked at a spot where it had the etching, obviously. So that was kind of cool. We were able to get our security system worked out on our way out there to do our final walkthrough. And that was good. We were able to get everything arranged so we can move a few things out there right after closing. My my bad, is that I work in a war zone. And when I say that, I mean that the management team, it's not cohesive. It's not a unit of a team. There are several different players for whatever reason. People, when it's that way, they end up doing things kind of their own way, what feels good and right and comfortable for them. And then the next person does the same, and so on and so forth. And that, in my opinion, that is like everyone envision a boat. Everyone of the team has an oar, and everyone is rowing a different direction. We don't go anywhere. We spin, we spin, we spin. We've spun so fast that we've caught ourselves on fire.
Yeah.
And it has caused me to, I am the type of person that I need to be able to find balance and zen in my life. And right now I am helping to raise my grandsons, who are 5 and 6, and they are getting ready to turn 7 and 6, or they're, yeah. And it's like having twins, and I am kind of old to be starting over, but I wouldn't have it any other way. But I can't have all of that entails, and work in a chaotic, crazy building. It's just like, wow. So it's been so stressful. So that was kind of like my bad and ugly, that I realized how overwhelmed I felt and how much stress I was truly carrying, especially with the purchase of a home. And I've never bought a home before.
Oh, it's crazy.
So I didn't know truly what to expect, except from what friends and people I know, you know, from working with have said. And there have been some times that it was very stressful. It actually has caused arguments between Lonnie and I,
mm-hmm.
for really no reason other than we're stressed because, oh, it's so stressful. But the reward, oh my God, the reward is so worth it. And I have been packing all day. I've been taking breaks. But yeah, there are boxes everywhere. But I'm so glad that I don't have to move the majority of it. So really, it's been wonderful. I've had moments to reflect and realize where change needs to be made. And I am in the process of doing that. And I am so freaking ecstatic. I cannot wait. So next week when we record, we will be recording from the new house in the study / spare Tonja's room / podcast room.
Yep.
So that will be great. So tell me. We've heard mine. We've heard Jordan's. Mm. Now, tell me your good, bad, and ugly of the week.
My good is that Jordan went to camp.
Yes.
Which is always good to, you know, kids yes. have some summer breaks yes. and you... you hope that they aren't just in the house trapped in front of a screen, or, you know, he can't really work a summer job. He can't, there's no place for him to really go. So he can stay home by himself and doesn't mind staying home by himself. So, you know,
he's
here all day or whatever while I'm at work. But it's nice that, you know, he's had people come and take him and do things and stuff like that.
Right.
And
that's awesome.
He's had camp, but to be able to leave and go to camp, like a little mini vacay for him, was nice. It's good.
Yeah. And it's good for you, too, because it gives you a little break.
Silence.
And you know that he is
having a great time.
Safe and having a great time. And that gives you some comfort while you're having your little
silence.
Bit of freedom.
Just silence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good. That was good. You know, work's been good.
Yeah.
Nothing super like, well, let me, well, fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. But my bad. Oh, the other good is my dad and Teresa made it back.
Fabulous. Oh, my gosh. I so want to see pictures.
Oh, my gosh. They sent these proof of life photos. So every now and then, I think I talked about that before. I would just get like look, it's Pumbaa. Oh, look, here's baby lions. Oh,
right.
Look, it's a water buffalo outside of our tent. Fantastic proof of life photos. But then the bad is they also came home sick.
Oh no.
Okay, no big deal. They'll be fine. They're just going to spend their anniversary tomorrow eating soup and
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yes.
Yay.
I guess it's 9 years now. Is it 9 years? Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
Yes, that's fabulous.
Super fantastic.
I have been married 9 and a half.
Yep, so.
That is great.
Anyway, I think that's right. I don't know. If I got the number wrong, so be it. But anyway.
Hey, at least we thought of them and acknowledged them. So on my end, I don't know how many years. So happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
And for being able to stay married, it is work.
Yeah.
Even when you love that person more than anything, it is work. Congrats. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy 4th of July to everybody. I have not.
And if you have nothing to do and you want to help pack, let me know.
Right.
You're like, no, not really. I don't want anybody to go through my stuff. That's why I'm packing it and the movers aren't.
Exactly.
I should have rethought that.
I have been that all week long. Super tired.
Me too.
So, I guess that's really pretty much the whole kit and caboodle. So,
yeah, I've been kind of tired too. Mainly it's because I only quit packing and took a break, to eat. That's what held this up, on my end from packing. And I am so wore out and I am so freaking sore, but I cannot wait, Audra, to get out there.
Oh, I know.
It's like, that is my drive. Like, I almost don't even want to lay down and sleep because I want to just keep packing and move along and okay, now it's time, but it can't be time if I don't go to sleep and allow the next day to come. You know what I mean?
I do.
But it freed me so much.
Yeah.
To be able to get some of this done.
Right.
And see the progress. Now, you're kind of sitting around in your house looking at now like, damn, everything looks like bare, you know?
Yeah, but that ain't your house anymore. You know, that's the whole thing is it's like
this
it's
is
part
the
of the
house.
Process of letting
here's
it go.
Here's what we told the boys this morning when we went to breakfast, because really it's easier and less stress to take them out to breakfast and let someone else cook it and
clean up the mess
right now, then for me to be making pancakes and waffles And eggs and bacon and hash browns, or my husband
right
starting it and me finish it. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. So we said we were coming back to the house until we move into our home.
Right.
Yeah. Because just like I told her when I did the walkthrough, I knew from the moment I pulled in the drive.
Yeah.
I knew the moment I pulled in the neighbor's drive by accident, because the realtor assistant or a realtor, or I know he's a realtor too. Anyway, then when we hit our drive, I knew, no, this is our house. So I just cannot wait.
Yeah.
To get there, to continue, this chapter.
For sure.
And
yeah.
And I cannot wait. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you have it.
It's a whole new thing. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I got nothing else. Really.
I don't either. Really, so I'm just blah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm the same way. I think it is the season. I just think it is.
Yeah.
So, what are you listening to?
I have been listening to my inner adult self.
Ooh.
I've been listening to K-Love. And I've been listening to a mix of some happy reggae that Alexis chooses for me.
Nice.
While I'm packing.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
I've been listening to NPR, the BBC.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Their take on the Supreme Court is interesting. So, you know. If you listen to KGOU at noon, you'll hear the BBC. They'll tell you all about how interesting other countries find our Supreme Court's decisions recently.
They're laughing at us. I feel everybody around the world laughs at us like we're so dumb.
Well, it just
we're just dumb.
You know,
dumb.
To say that. I mean, I hate to get into politics again, yet again.
I know.
But to
it's
say,
a shit show.
But to say that their first ruling on, states just can't make rules about stuff.
Right.
And they want it. I mean, I know that people who are like, Second Amendment, that says that we have the right to bear arms as
bear
a
arms.
Militia. It doesn't mean that every
that's right.
You get to have a well-formed militia. Not that the Constitution doesn't outline the right for every freaking individual in the United States of America to be able to tote guns openly and shoot each other wherever.
And shoot each other.
That's not at all
no
how that's
y'all
ever
got
been
it
interpreted.
Jacked the fuck up.
Yeah, that's not how that's ever been interpreted by law until the Supreme Court just did it just now. And then turn around. I mean, they literally said the states can't just be deciding stuff. And then turned around and said, well, let's just kick this back to
let's
the states.
Let's just kick this back to the states.
Unless it's
we
women's
don't mess
rights.
With it.
Right. And
unless it's women's rights and the rights of their body and what they can do with
bodily
it.
Bodily autonomy.
Then we're all over that shit.
Right. And this is one of
you
the...
You know what? Let me cut on every man.
No. This is
or
this
do
is...
something to every man and them not have the say. What's going to happen then?
This is the frame that one of the NPR, the people that were talking about this, and I can't remember if it was on the BBC or if it was on Science Friday or which one of them.
Right, right.
But they were saying... What you've essentially done. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's another thing I was listening to was the overturning of Roe on Netflix or HBO. It was a documentary. And this was way before the Supreme Court hearing, way before any a whole bunch of shit went down. So this was done years
ago.
But it was a very interesting framing how they stated, you're essentially stating that women have no bodily autonomy, which we already knew. That's what pisses us off. But that they now have to physically be responsible for another life without their consent. Things are happening to their body without their consent. If a man's child, let's just take this as an example, gets into a car wreck and that child requires a kidney, you don't take the kidney from the man without his consent, because the life of the child is more.
Is at stake?
Is at stake? Because that's his child. So his child should have more rights than he does. That doesn't happen. You won't even take his blood from him without his consent.
Without his consent. You are correct.
And the people that are arguing, but there's nothing in the Constitution that states that women have the right to an abortion. Okay, but women also, everyone in the country has the right to life, and the unborn child's life. That's Benjamin Franklin wrote a fucking paper on with a recipe for abortion. So don't fucking go there with the founders would have been against it. Fuck
would've
you.
Been against it.
He wrote the fucking recipe. Okay, so then, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you're putting an unborn fetus's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness before an actual woman. It just goes back to the whole thing of, we are not a full person. We're just vessels to carry
vessels for whatever you want.
Fuck you.
Whatever you want.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Right. And so again,
hands made tail.
Hands made under his eye. So you can't, you're literally putting a child into someone who either can't mentally, because of mental health reasons, they're suicidal. And it puts doctors in these really crazy positions, because it's like, well, if the woman's life's in danger, okay, so she comes in suicidal. Is that dangerous enough?
That's dangerous. What classifies your danger? Because each person may see that differently.
How dangerous do we wait? And that was a lot of the interviews, or a lot of interviews with doctors posing those questions. Like, so we know they're going to go septic. Do we have to wait until they are septic before we do this?
Listen, I worked with someone recently that was asked if they would do telemedicine for chemical.
Right.
Like, of course, they were like, no, they're not going to do it. But how do you do that? How is that okay? I don't understand.
So
I'm just very bothered by this.
And those chemical ones, you take a pill, which is...
That's what I was going to say. Isn't that...
You take a
pill.
I didn't
want to seem like completely ignorant about it.
No, but some certain circumstances can be dangerous. Compared to other forms. And some of them are outlawed in certain states, although.
Yes, you're right.
Women are still going to get them. They're still going to, this isn't going to end this.
Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Oklahoma roads already suck. Now they're going to get worse from all the Texans and Oklahomans traveling to Kansas.
Period. Yep.
Well, at least the turnpike's going to make some money. It'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it'll be taken care of.
Yeah. Keep
that path clean.
Then they ruled that it was okay for the dude who was praying in silent prayer. But if you watch the videos, he was completely grandstanding on the 50-yard line, praying all over the fucking place.
What?
Yeah, they ruled that that was okay.
Well, what are we going to do, though? What about the guy who caused the pregnancy for the girl who didn't really want it, and they tried to protect themselves. It was just an oops. What?
He's got to pay child support.
Oops.
No, it was. It was an oops. It was an oops.
Don't come after me. It was just an oops. It wasn't planned for. They can't.
Which is 48% of pregnancies are accidental.
Please don't tell me and talk to me about adoption, because adoption is not always an option for everyone because of the costs and everything involved. So they're being forced to have babies that they don't want, that they're not prepared for, that are going to come out, and they are going to carry this on to this child. They're going to pass this all on to this child. Then we're going to have more children that we can't feed, we can't clothe, we can't take care of, and fuck, we can't even send them to school to give them an education and protect them there. And they are supposed to be our future. So what truly the fuck do they want? Because they can't have it every fucking way. How is that supposed to work? Please tell me.
It's not, because they don't give a flying fig fucking Newton about babies. These politicians who are up there talking about it don't care about babies. What they care about is getting elected. And what they figured out is if they take a moral wedge in issue and shove it down the face of the fucking people, they will win. That's what they found.
But what happens when some of those politicians have
They have the money.
Are they going to
fly somebody to New York and to cover it up.
Are they going to pay for the bus ticket to Kansas to take care of
it? They're going to hire a fucking private jet and take their whore where, and I'm sorry, I'm not really shaming people who have these, you know what I'm saying? Like, take this person.
It's just a choice of bad word, just like the word that I said at work that time.
Like, if you're that sensitive, don't listen. And fly them to New York.
Me, we're going
to
offend you.
And cover the shit up. They can afford to have it, so they don't fucking care. It goes back to, they don't fucking care. They don't.
So again, let me just say, again, it is 2022. We have come so far, but yet we are fucking backwards. And every country and everywhere around us should be laughing.
Oh, they are.
Because they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we are in a shithole toilet bowl.
Oh, we're the meth trailer house. Like, we're the meth trailer park. We're the Florida of the world. And so they said that this dude could.
Hey, no offense to Florida, because I work with a group from there and they are fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Floridians are meth head trailer trash. Is that what you said? Because it's not my words, everybody. They were Audra's.
They were.
Carry on.
And I stand by them.
But again, if you're that thin skinned, you probably ought to
not listen,
because if we haven't offended someone, we probably didn't have a very good recording, to be quite honest.
So this dude that was praying, and they said he was peacefully kneeling and silently praying. And then they showed the video. One of the justices released the video of him, and he was completely grandstanding on the 50-yard line. And there were students that testified. I'm Muslim. I'm a Muslim student. But I felt like I had to participate in this in order for the coach to play me. Should have never been allowed. But they allowed it. They allowed it. And I cannot, I for one cannot fucking wait for one of those Church of Satan or, to infiltrate a third grade classroom and start praying the minute before the bell rings to Satan because they just made it legal for them to do it. I cannot fucking wait. And I hope it happens in like Arkansas or somewhere where.
What? I have family in Arkansas.
Oklahoma, Texas, somewhere where they would swear on a stack of Bibles.
I am going to meet. Listen, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but you said Arkansas, and that just jogged something in my memory that I'm going to go on a trip with my aunt, who I love in so many different ways. It's amazing, even though she's crazy as all get out. And we are taking a trip to Arkansas so that I can be reunited with my niece that I have not seen since she was 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
It will be. So now I am so sorry, but carry on.
I want it to be in a place where people would swear on a stack of the Holy King James Bible that they would spontaneously combust if they did that, and then have them not spontaneously combust and still pray to Satan, hail Satan, right in front of their little children.
You know what?
Because
let's
the Supreme Court
all over then.
Supreme Court made it legal. You stupid fucks. You stupid, stupid, stupid fucks who keep falling for this fucking identity politics and these moral issues that separation of church and state, this should
that you have
be
no business being in.
Fucking
that is
crystal
private.
Clear.
That is private. Between those people, and truly, I'm sorry to say, the woman does win over, because I do not care. For me, I am 52. I will be 53 at the end of this year, and my baby-making ability was shut down when I was 21. I was done. And because it could be said that it was medically unsafe, I was able to get my tubes tied. Thank you very much. And I asked for them to be cut, burned, tied, whatever. Just shut it down. Even though I love each and every one of my children so very much, unconditionally. Anyway, but if I were to somehow become pregnant right now, I would want to be able to have the right of choice for what happened to my body.
That fact alone is a private decision between a woman who would have to give
personal,
her consent to have that parasite child be in her body.
It is as personal as my relationship with my God.
It's none of nobody's business between that nobody's woman and her doctor.
Period. Exclamation point. Drop the mic.
And I've talked about this, like the whole morality thing, and they're like, oh, but you're throwing our morality down the toilet because you're letting men and you're letting women and women
get
married.
No one can see me flipping them off.
You know, women and women. Again, a private matter between a couple.
It's private.
And what you're trying to do and what has happened in the past historically.
You can't take care of your own house. Don't come into mine.
Well, again, historically, you're talking about people who've been marginalized, queer community, women, minorities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these issues that have been settled in the court, like you can't force people to pray at the 50 fucking yard line because Muslim kids may not want to pray to your fucking Christian God. So these marginalized communities have had their rights expanded. expanded, given greater freedom. You know, that whole life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. That whole thing, expanding yes. freedom, allowing it to breathe, giving women the freedom to have bodily autonomy.
Freaking right to do
having
what they want with their fucking bodies.
Having the queer community have the right to their partner of 50 years property, or the right to I don't know, custody of their children when they divorce, like the rest of us fuckers.
Right.
The right to their partner's 401k. We've expanded rights. What you're talking
the
about
right
doing
to make decisions when their partner gets sick.
Exactly. What you're talking about doing is reducing rights, restricting rights,
taking us back,
taking rights back away from people. Now, you might call me a little hypocritical because I'm talking about restricting and pulling. They expanded gun rights. Okay.
Let's compromise.
Compromise. Apples and oranges, people. You're talking about restricting rights that actually kill people versus, you know. And if you want to go into a clump of cells being a person, fuck you. You don't understand science.
Yes. And since we got on the gun thing, I've been on this gun thing with my husband.
Ah, yes.
Okay. With our move. My husband is very good. He is a very good provider. He is a very good protector. So he wants us to be very protected. So he wanted to add a shotgun to our collection.
Oh, I think you told this last week that you
did. I?
Yeah.
And that I don't think that that gun should look the way that it does, because I think that it would attract a child's attention because it looks like a gun that would be attached to their, I'm going to say the wrong character, their X-Man character or someone, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see. So you picked it up and it looks like a kid's toy.
I didn't pick it up. I haven't touched it. I haven't done anything. It was, I saw it in the box. That's about as involved as I've been. I have a gun, a handgun for protection. Okay. And I understand the shotgun. That does not look like any shotgun I've ever seen grown up with. Nothing. Okay. That looks like a toy gun. I don't care what you say to me. I will try and find a picture to show you, Audra. I don't know if I can figure out if I can be techie enough to add it to my Instagram, but I'll sure damn give it a good try. And I'm sure it's a nice gun, and I understand his reasonings and everything for getting it. I just don't want it, as I have stated and declared, I don't want it anywhere to where my grandchildren, my grandsons can see it or get to it, because yes, I do see that those two little hellions who are so very curious, and they're so curious to be like their dad and papa and all of that, that yes, I do think that this gun would attract their attention way more than my handgun. So that concerns me for safety. I love my husband very much, and I want him to have most of the things that he wants and everything that he needs. But I do think that there should be some restrictions on guns, and there should be different. I don't think the guns should be made where they attract.
Yeah.
Children, the attention of children, the attention of young adolescents and adults who are trying to figure shit out in bad situations, or people.
Yeah.
People who, adults who, what the fuck is going on where your choice of action when you are angry and can't see any other way out you want to go shoot up a fucking school or someone's place of employment or
barricade yourself in a house in Kentucky and then kill a bunch of cops. I don't know.
And then you want to have a showdown and make yourself like famous being on the news and shit.
It's maybe
what has happened to our freaking world.
Part of the responsibility may be on Hollywood for showing some of those characters that are beloved children's characters with weapons that would look like something you'd have in your house. I don't know.
I do like the movie Scarface. It is one of my favorites. But
say hello to my little friend.
That is not a movie that I would watch with my grandsons. Matter of fact, my grandsons, I turned Law and Order off the other night because they came into the living room.
Right.
I do feel that, yes, a lot of this comes from home. And we've got children who are too fascinated in these fucking electronics and Hollywood and watching videos and all of the negativity and the hate in the world, and yes, I think there needs to be more censorship and
at least regulation,
but it needs to be in the right places. So where is it that we make that difference? What, I have to become a lobbyist? Do I need to see how much vacation time I have, and how does one do that? You take a day off of work and use some PTO and you go sit at the Capitol building. What do you do?
I don't know.
With a sign? I just said last week to a coworker, I've been saying it makes you want to sit down in front of the desk holding a sign saying, we ain't going to move till it's different.
Again, but then they manipulate you into actually not unionizing where you'd have a collective voice. I mean, God forbid we do that.
Yeah. Well, here's the sad thing for some. Try to restrict my voice. I'm going to use my voice. I am going to scream as loud as I need to for myself to be heard if I feel that my voice needs to be heard. You know what I mean?
But if it makes no impact and it is no good, what is the fucking point? The point of it and the purpose is to find other voices to join in with you. So there is a collective power.
So there is a collective power that is strong enough to overturn or change the stronger side.
Although, then argue me.
Not
riddle
that
me,
I'm saying take over our government.
Riddle me this.
I'm not saying
the
that.
The majority of the country, over 70%, we're against the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. So then riddle me how the collective voices didn't do any good. It's because Trump's fucking appointees lied as they were being fucking put into office. And when they said over and over, Roe has been decided, instead of answering the fucking question correctly and honestly.
So do you think that someone else had a different bill that they wanted to come around and pass, and in order for that bill to be passed, this had to happen? Because we know shady shit happened. So
this bill, this was not
like
a bill
that?
This was the Supreme
No, I'm just asking
court.
Do you think that there is that, and maybe I'm using the wrong word, maybe, do you think they're wanting to pass a law?
Yeah, they
a
are.
A different law. Uh-huh. They're wanting to come around and pass something else, but in order to do that, this had to be done. Because you know shady deals happen, and you know it. Chats happen behind closed doors that supposedly people aren't privy to, and then one day, it'll all come out. And I hope that in my lifetime, I get to see all of my children and grandchildren live, grow and live their best, happiest life.
Mm-hmm.
Because to the best of her ability, that's what their mom and Nana is fixing to do on the 5th at 9 a.m.
Right. But I don't know. I mean, I know that they've talked about it, but, you know, the party, the Liberal Party that would pass legislation supporting Roe has failed the American people. The Supreme Court has failed the American people. The Conservative Party, this was an interesting thing that I learned on that documentary that I was like, wait, what? The Republican Party used to be the pro-choice party. Reagan was signed one of the most supportive pro-choice bills in California when he was the governor there. So
yes,
and then he turned when politics turned, when the religious right got involved in the 80s. And
then we take
or
God
the late
out of
80s
schools.
Late
we can't
80s.
Pray, we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance, we no longer have any accountability really to anything, anyone.
No, that's to me, that's a totally, those are totally different things. We shouldn't be praying in school because of separation of church and state. They shouldn't have taken out the fucking Pledge of Allegiance. Give me a break. Just because it says one nation under God. But at the same time, I understand the whole separation of church and state. The the basis of religion does not determine people's morality. We know atheists and agnostics that are very moral people.
Very moral, very good
people. And so
no matter
they're
what
accountable.
Your religious belief in that doesn't or not.
You still are
that
moral.
That doesn't mean you're a good or a bad person.
Right. And so we're still accountable to each other. As a matter of fact, I would claim that I have met more atheists and agnostics that have a better moral compass and are more accountable to their
to their
humanity
of their selves. Yep.
To their own humanity than other religious
than
people
others.
Are. And there is actually a story that a rabbi talked about how atheists are closer to God than the most
religious
or Christian. Because the Jew and the Christian are only being moral and good to their fellow man for a future payout or for a redemptive
another
reason.
Another stepping stone, so
right,
to say.
Right. They're doing it because of something.
Because of something.
But the agnostic or the atheist is doing the good for the sake of doing
good. For the
good.
Sake of doing the good.
Which is actually a higher calling, in my opinion.
A higher calling.
Yeah.
And you are correct. And you know what? That,
And so.
You are correct.
My whole thing is the Republicans have failed us. Democrats have failed us. Supreme Court
Everyone
has failed,
has failed us.
So.
Everyone fails us.
I don't know how. And
or
I,
failed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Has failed us. Continues to fail us. And so, and I think we've become, you know, loud.
It concerns me for the world of my grandchildren.
It concerns me for the world at large. We're watching our democracy crumble. And so that's the end of that. But that's what I've been listening to. That's
cool.
It.
That's fabulous. Yeah. That's fabulous.
So, all right. Well, anything else?
Not that I want recorded.
Understood. All right. Well, see y'all in Stacks next week.
Until next week when we're in my new study.
I'm so excited for you. Bye, y'all.
I want to take a minute to thank you for listening, sharing, and engaging with us, subscribing, and following our social media pages.
Your feedback is invaluable to us. It helps us to know the stories and chapters to seek out. It helps to make us better, and we can't tell you how much that means to us.
You can find links to all of our social media pages and everywhere we can be streamed on our Flow page.
That's www.flow.page/notinthetextbookspodcast.
If you have a second, please go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review us.
5-star, please.
It really does help out the show. Remember, we're in the middle of figuring out the crazy stories of our lives, so create a little kindness.
Show some love and compassion, and if you can't because your chapter is just too hard right now, we're here for you and we're rooting for you, so
just keep going.
We hope to see you back here in the stacks digging up some stories and chapters for next week.